Hey, everybody, this is Martin Pitella for Life Enthusiast Podcast. And today I want to talk to you about water. And with me is Fred Kaufman, or maybe Kaufman. How do you pronounce it, Fred?
Kaufman, but either way is fine. It's a German oriented word. So,
all right. So, Fred comes to us with a very important message. You may remember back in 2002 when we kicked off and opened Life Enthusiast. One of the first products we introduced were tools to help structure water. So we are aware and we have understood that delivering structured water is critical. And I would like Fred to help us really dive into it and explain. So Fred, would you be so good and tell a little bit about how you got here?
Yes, I won't go all the way back to that hot summer night in 1950. we'll start at 1969 when I was just a college student and had learned about water and chemicals and especially chlorine and its connection to health or even health problems, you might say, more directly. And so I wanted to be involved, and I was so excited. My parents bought this water filter, and so I wanted to tell the world and wanted to sell these water filters. And I quickly ran into a brick wall because people were like, how could the government be putting things in our water or even allowing things in the water that could be harmful to us? You must be nuts. So
this is too funny. So you didn't have an understanding of the structuring of water then. It was still just an engineering issue of chemicals in water, right?
Yes. Which, by the way, as you know, the focus has been on the wrong thing. We've been talking about the pollution in water and trying to get the pollution out. And I know you have agreed in your knowledge of this, but when you take everything out of water, like with distilling or reverse osmosis, what do biochemists call it? Dead water. So how are we to be getting healthier drinking dead water? It's the minerals that give life to water. So the mystery is, how do you have healthy, life-giving water? And what do you do about the chemicals?
Yeah, I'm thinking of fruit juices and vegetable juices like carrot juice or watermelon juice or celery juice and all of that, because they have enormous benefits to us humans. And I speculate that it's not just the nutrients, but it's also the structuring, how the liquid crystal inside of the water is organized. Because one thing I remember is that homeopathy is very effective and works on principle of the water remembering what was in it, even though you've diluted it well past the Avogadro's number and you're in parts per trillion gone to nothing, and yet the water still acts as though that thing was in it.
That is a profound thought, Martin. Many people don't recognize that the homeopathic effect does not stop with water. Water is incredible in what you just mentioned, the memory of water. So we did a test. We were trying to find out if we could add energy to water. And so you have to find out what is the energy of the water you're working with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Using computer equipment, we found distilled water had all of the energy signatures of the chemicals that had been removed. So we went to medical grade double distilled water, and we found the same thing. So it doesn't matter how much you purify water, the homeopathic energies or imprint of these chemicals that you just removed are still there. Your cells, we know, react to these energies. So it's a big problem. You've got to remove that energy of these chemicals and other toxins that we're inadvertently getting into our water.
Yeah, exactly. And so, well, let's go back to the background. So you were 19 years old, you discovered filters, and you wanted to tell the world, and you were shocked by the fact that Well, by now, this is what, about 50 years on?
Yes.
And so what we have now is a deep understanding that our government has sold us out to the corporations, to go with Mark Twain, who in 1905 wrote, "We have the best government money can buy."
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And yeah, we see a lot of things that they do that are quite laughable. But when you start to understand that water has a memory, water has a structure, water has energy, and then you go deep into research on health and find out we've got to get our bodies detoxified, well, you very simply look at water, think, well, I've got to get all the toxins out of that first.
Right. Well, so there's the story, right? The story,
yes,
from the engineering minds says,
yeah,
drink 64 ounces of water or divide your pounds by two and count it in ounces and drink that. But if you're drinking crap, you're just not getting ahead.
It's going to deliver. Your body's going to use whatever you give it. So if you give it good nutrition, good water, you're going to have good health. Just the opposite is true. So when I think it was in mid 80s, so for almost 20 years, I didn't really do anything with water. And I learned about magnetism and how it could affect water. That was a mind-blowing concept to me, because I think of magnet and metal.
Right.
Magnets and metal, not magnets and water. We don't think of minerals as metals, and not all minerals are influenced by a magnet, as you know. So
yeah, we have magnetic and paramagnetic and diamagnetic.
Yes. So I was working with a product that had discs, magnetic discs. They were very high powered, and they were in a sandwich kind of on attached to a copper pipe that had to be spliced into the plumbing. Incredible results. And there are actually more articles that are found referring to magnetic structuring of water than other devices, even though it's recognized even on PubMed that there are other structuring devices, but the predominance of evidence has been with magnetics. So there's a lot of information about structuring water, but the problem with magnetics I learned, and this is why I left that field, is because it's not permanent. So the water can revert back. And we see this happen with a lot of devices. They change temporarily, but the customer doesn't know that. And so they rely on this change to be permanent, and yet it's mm-hmm. it's not always.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find an answer to how do you fix water? And you have been involved with it for a long time. You know that the really good devices are very expensive. And yes.
Well, you know, I have a funny collection here. Like, I'll show you. Let me show you something. Do you recognize this?
Is it Grander?
Yes, sir. Very good. You've done your homework. This is a Grander. I bought this in 1984. I still have it.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And I have over here, see this here, this is called ADR, ADR4.
Yes.
That's a magnetic device. It's a plate. Whatever you put on it, it will clear the energies. I have this thing over here. This is a ceramic device. When you dunk this in water, the interaction between these crystals and the water molecules will cause the bursting or cracking of the latent water crystals that are in water. So it will clear the homeopathic stuff. I mean, just an interesting sidebar. We sell something called the Prills. And I got a call from Israel, and the guy says, my name is, I forget his name, and I'm a homeopath. And I'm calling to tell you that your Prill water has completely negated years of me trying to cure a patient of a condition. But that's not the end of it. It also cured the patient of the condition. So not only has the Prills undone everything, it also undid the evil, whatever was bothering the guy, right?
Mm.
And the homeopath was able to detect it because he had his ways to understand what's going on homeopathically or a subtle vibration in the human body. Anyway, the point being is that there are many ways to get there, and most of what's out there is indeed short term. Like, I can clear water, but if I send the water back through the pipes, it'll just become a mess again.
Yes. So probably 40 years ago, I learned about acupuncture, and I had this question. I guess my qualification for being where I am now is the result of unanswered questions. So even to this day, you're hard-pressed to find anyone to give you a reasonable explanation for acupuncture. There are a lot of supposed theories about it, but it all comes back to we have this energy. They've been observing it, they can manipulate it, whatever. But nobody can really give a good explanation of where that energy came from. Okay, your mother. All right, everything you get came from your mother.
Well, what about her mother? Is it turtles all the way down?
It's supposed to, but that's a good point. There has to be some way. If we need something as basic as vitamin C every day, vitamin D3, if we have to have essential amino acids and so on, if we have this energy, then there has to be some way to replenish or reinforce that. And that was the question. What is this energy? Where did it come from? And how do we reinforce it? So
we could spend a lifetime, right? So the names I hear, prana, chi, argon, ka, ki, as in Reiki, all these names, right? We're talking life force.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the only way we knew to reinforce that life force was raw fruits and vegetables. So I spent years helping people, teaching them. I solved my own health problems that I suffered my first 19 years of life. And I was so excited to be completely free of everything in just a few months. I was anxious to learn more. So that continued for a long time. Well, then I started running into this problem with the big C, and I didn't know what to tell people about the big C other than you need to get back to the beginning, get back to eating raw fruits and vegetables. And it was this life force that they were getting from that, as you know, is completely gone after you cook, can, and process food. So this was a huge thing. People were benefiting from this knowledge of the raw fruits and vegetables. I couldn't really talk to them about the life force, but that's what they were getting.
Yep. Right.
Yes. So at the end of the day, I learned through studying about plants, studying about the soil, that's where it comes from. It's the minerals. So we know we have magnetite. It's just a rock. You can find it laying on the ground in many parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also find rocks made of granite, rocks made of other materials.
Yeah, many, many names.
Many
mostly
names.
Mostly silicon, aluminum, oxygen, potassium, the lithium, the light stuff of the planet.
Yes. So we have this understanding that we live on a giant magnet. So it's understandable that there could be a rock that would actually be magnetic. It fits, right?
Right on.
But it doesn't mean that the other rocks weren't picking up energy from the Earth. And maybe they distributed it. Maybe they received it. Maybe they organized this energy in a different way because of their molecular structure, which means it's understandable that you could take a piece of magnetite and rub it on a piece of iron and turn the iron into a magnet. We know that. Okay, what's the difference? Well, the iron simply didn't have its molecules organized the way a magnet did. But once you took care of that organization, they both were magnetic. Okay, but we can also transfer energy that other minerals have, other rocks, when they come into our food source, the plants, they travel up into the leaf and they pick up additional energy from the sun. So now we get all of this energy, the energy from the earth, the energy from the sun, in a liquid form in the juice of the fruits and vegetables we eat. So that's why you can juice. You don't even have to eat the carrot. You can just juice it and you can get that life force. You can get the nutrients. Okay. But how do we maintain this if we're going to survive in a modern world? We can't eat raw fruits and vegetables every day. I've tried it. It's not convenient.
So you are so understating the problem, right? I have a Champion juicer in my storage because I'm too effing lazy to clean the mess every day. Like, I don't mind buying the 25-pound bag of carrot and going through that in about a week. But packing and unpacking and dealing with the pulp is just atrocious.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So there have been different things come along to help us to regain this energy. But they require a lot of work on our part. And so the convenience is where you lose a lot of people in the health movement. So I wanted to find a way that we could get this energy without having to go through all the work, you might say.
Right on.
And I think I found it. In 2017, I had learned, 35 years studying about energy, I had learned that there's a difference between some of the energies that are created by electronic equipment. And I've talked to scientists, inventors who are using lasers and they're using frequency generators and they're programming things.
Uh-huh.
Some of these devices can hold their energy for a while, some longer than others, but the problem still comes back to who decided what frequencies you need? Who decided what energies you need? And the longevity factor as well. All right. So I was looking for a natural way to infuse energy into a liquid, but the liquid had to be formatted so that it would hold the energy indefinitely. And I finally conquered that in 2017.
This is actually a big deal because the water structuring that we do, the devices, in our world, the water reverts to random gradually, but usually in about 3 days or so.
Yes.
And you're telling me that you found a way to make this organization permanent.
So 2017, I came to my wife and I said, look, I've got this liquid and it's high energy. And she said, so what are you going to do with it? And I said, I don't know. I'll get back to you. And 3 days later, I came to her with these little pendants. They were about an inch and a half long, and they were designed to carry pills in for an emergency on a keychain, and got them at the drugstore. And I filled one of them with this liquid, and then the other two with dummy liquids. One of them was just water, and another one was a high energy liquid, but it wasn't the highest that I could do. So I didn't want to be involved in the testing, so I sent my wife off to this chiropractor friend of ours that is an expert on energy. He's kind of the guy I go to with questions about energy. He uses lasers in his office, and he makes homeopathic preparations for people. So he couldn't believe what he tested. He just, it was over the top. He said, this is the highest energy I've ever tested.
Uh-huh.
Now what to do with it? So I wanted to know, would it protect you from EMF? And he tested and he said, oh yeah. He said, I've hands down, this is very, very good EMF protected. But Martin, it wasn't protecting like a tinfoil hat.
Right.
This was the breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
This is the breakthrough I was looking for all those years. It actually is the energy that matches your body's own natural energy.
Right.
And so when you put this on your body starts absorbing this energy. And I won't get into all the details of how we tested it, but then leap forward, I decided to make something a little bigger. because people were telling me fantastic stories of wearing this little necklace pendant. And so I made a bigger one about the size of a Sharpie pen or a small cigar. And the benefits were even more startling, the reports I was getting. So one day my wife said, I need a hot pack. And I went to the store and got her a hot pack. And I was so excited. I said, look, honey, instead of the normal gel, they have these squishy rubbery beads that have liquid in them and you can freeze them or heat them up. I said, this is really neat. She said, wouldn't it be cool if you could put your energy liquid into beads like that? And I said, huh. And so
a good inventor needs a smart woman by his side, huh?
Needs a smart wife.
Yeah.
And so 3 days later, I figured out how to do it. And so now I have this little, what I call a bead pack. So okay. it's a little packet of these squishy rubber beads.
Okay, so let's take a look at it. So this comes to me in a pouch that I need to take apart. And in this cute little pouch, we have another pouch. And in that pouch, we have this.
This is it. It's kind of a spiritual thing for me too, because I have prayed and prayed and prayed over the years for God to show me how to help people with their health. And so for me to suddenly come up with this liquid in 2017 and for it to transition to what I have now as this little bead pack was quite remarkable. And here's something interesting that kind of caught me by surprise. But think about the tube, the larger tube that I had. It had the same amount of liquid that I put into those beads. So we're talking about this energized liquid, either in a large tube or in this packet of beads. So in the testing, we found out that the beads were much more powerful. They were much, much stronger. And I couldn't figure that out. It took a while. But think about if the water in the tube was hot, you would feel the heat when you held it in your hand.
Right.
You're only feeling the heat from the liquid that is touching the inside edge of that tube. You're not feeling the heat from the middle of it. Although it's equal throughout the tube, maybe a little bit cooler on the edge. Now you take that same hot liquid and put it in a couple hundred approximately little rubbery beads, and the heat would radiate from the surface of each one of those beads. You add up the surface area and it's much greater than the tube. That's the explanation. Now, forget the heat.
It's not heat, right? We're talking about vibration.
Yes. So now this is radiating out from all these different directions instead of just from a few directions. Yeah. That's my explanation. So that is something that we originally thought, okay, it's going to make people maybe feel more physical energy. And people tell us that. They feel like getting more things done. It's not like having a cup of coffee or something. It's not a stimulant. But once you have this energy, your body starts getting more balanced. And so when you think about that, what is the acupuncturist doing? He's trying to get the energy flowing again. But what if you didn't have enough energy? There's only so much he can do. Getting this low amount of energy to get flowing to wherever your problem area is, what if it's not enough?
Yeah, that's actually a very nice explanation. Of course, the way we understand it or hear it explained is when you put a pin or acupressure, acupuncture, or other methods, you're removing the blockage, the impediment to normal energy flow. So when you remove the blockage, the energy flow is restored, and the pain, which is where the energy is pooling, is discharged and disappears. But you're just making a really important point. Well, what if it's just a trickle instead of a stream?
Exactly. So it's like you dam up a creek or you dam up a river.
Yeah.
There's a difference in volume. So we could go really deep down this rabbit hole, but the point is, I think I've figured out the source of this energy that the acupuncturists are talking about and can't really explain, and the connection with our own body to have a source for that energy that you could just put in your pocket or put. We have some people tell us that there's other benefit other than it changing water. So we want to get it clear, Martin, since we're talking today about water. Yeah. This affects water. And you showed the little packet, if you wouldn't mind holding up again. It comes with two little packets of lemon juice.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just
jump. And that's for the purpose of allowing the person to test it.
Yeah, so in the package, we shipped it with this lemon juice tester. Well, describe what that's all about.
Yeah, so I had a friend that was interested in this, and he said, well, you need a way to demonstrate this. And I said, well, simple muscle testing. He called me back after a period of time, and he said, you know, not everybody believes in muscle testing. I said, okay. He said, we need to have a better way to demonstrate this. And I said, well, help me out here. I'm busy. So the next day he called me back and he said, I found it, the lemon juice test. And so I called him and I said, what do you mean? He said, I took some lemon juice. I just squeezed lemon into two glasses. He said, I was careful to move them 2 feet apart to make sure that it didn't affect both glasses. But he said, I took one of the glasses, just a small juice glass with lemon juice in it. And I set it on top of that bead pack. And he said, after a minute, I tasted it. And he said, it just tasted like lemon juice, but he said it was a little bit smoother. And he said, then I tasted the other one that was untreated. And he said, it hit me. There was that pucker. It was very sour. It was very bitter. It caused his mouth to kind of, I call it scrunch up. He tasted the one that was treated. And that was completely gone. It was just smooth lemon juice. Yes, it's a little tart. I mean, it's lemon juice. But it was smooth. It wasn't causing a reaction in his mouth.
Which is interesting is we use that same pucker test on that gadget that I showed a little earlier.
Okay.
Now, the ADR4 will do the same thing.
Yes, yes. Right. So now you have something that you can carry in your pocket.
Yeah, this is super convenient. I mean, how easy is that?
Right? Squeeze it, Martin. Show them how you can ball it up. And it just, I mean, I wanted to know how permanent it was. And so I took it down into my garage and I stamped on it real hard with my foot, the heel of my shoe, five times. Nothing happened. So I went out to the car, put it under the tire of my SUV and drove over it. Didn't even scratch it. I thought, I think we have a winner here. So it's apparently indestructible. Yes, it could be melted with too much heat, but for normal use, this thing should last forever. Mm-hmm. We put it in a cloth pouch. My wife said, I don't like the feel of plastic against my skin. So she came up with this cloth pouch. And the first one just had it was an opening at the top and it had a hole in it. And she said, I like to be able to take the bead pack out to show it to people. We need to have a flap. So she had these pouches specially made with a flap. So you can take it out and show it to people. You can take it out and set it on a bottle of water. So let's go back to your water treatment devices. So now you've got this water treatment device at your house and you're enjoying however you want to filter it. A simple carbon filter is usually good enough once you've structured the water and energized it. So you've got this at home. Now you have to leave. You have to go to work. You have to go on a trip. You have to go wherever. What do you do now? Oh, you just load up a cooler and take it with you. No, let's be practical. What if you had a way to fix whatever water, whatever you were going to drink, what if you had that available in your pocket? So now you have to stop at a gas station, a convenience store, you're at a restaurant, you get something else to drink besides your energized, structured water at home. It kind of is counterproductive. So now you've got a simple way to fix it. It doesn't matter what you're using at home. This little bead pack can help you when you're on the road. So you just pull it out, set your bottle of water on. You don't even have to set your water on it. You can just lean it up against the bottle of water. So in just the lemon juice test is less than a minute. We tell people 1 minute, but it's just a matter of seconds and it'll change that lemon juice. Well, what's lemon juice? It's mostly water.
Yes.
So if you're changing lemon juice, then you're also changing water, obviously.
Right. And if you're talking water, then now you're talking your lymph and your blood and all the water that's in your organs throughout your body.
That's a profound thing to say, Martin, because people don't think about that. They don't think about, just for example, how many people, elderly people, are on some kind of medication for blood pressure.
Yeah, you could probably tell two or three stories that relate to that, huh?
It seems just a very logical thing. If you've got five quarts of blood, should somebody be asking the question, what is your level of blood? And if the blood is almost 90% water, then you can affect that at home. You can affect that volume of this life-giving liquid that courses through your veins every minute, goes through your whole body.
Well, I'm imagining that when I let's just say that I put it in my breast pocket over here, which will sit right over my heart, and so, or over top of my aorta, really. So every time this 3 or 4 ounce blood ejection takes place, it's just getting scanned and harmonized, right?
I had a very profound thing happen with a friend of mine. Sent me a video of her kitten. And I think I sent that to you. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it, but
I have watched it. I recall
a minute and a half video. And this was a problem where the kitten suddenly one Saturday morning was having trouble standing up. It couldn't walk. The back legs kept giving out. And I mentioned earlier, there's a spiritual side of this, Martin. And the lady put her energy product in the cage, put her kitten in there, laid a towel on top of the product, and went to church to pray for her kitten to be healed. And she came home 3 hours later, and when she opened the door, the cage door, the kitten walked out fine. Now, I'm not making any medical claims. I'm just saying there was a before and after here. And what happened? Well, we don't know what happened. I don't have any way to measure. I don't have the analytical equipment, nor do I have the kitten in my hands to do testing to see what was the before and after. And could we even know? But the reality is, as soon as this kitten was in the area of this energy, things started to balance out. That's the only thing I can say.
Yeah, simple.
Yes.
All right.
So what if you could have that going on every day? What if you could have this little bead pack in your pocket every day and it was just on you? As you were pointing out, if your body is mostly water and your blood is mostly water and you've got this in your pocket, there's no place on your body that you could put this that it's not going to be exposed to the water in your blood. There's just no place you can put it. If you put it in your shoe, all your blood goes through your feet. It goes through your head. It goes through your arms and your fingers about every minute. It all goes through there. So you're affecting that water constantly, all day, all night. We have people put it in their pillowcase, say they had the best night's sleep ever.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be? It's balancing energy. I had somebody call me up and said, you need to have an electronic way of testing this. And I said, look, there's no end to how you could test this. Pick one. You know, what do you want? And so when you think about the sleep, what's going on there? You're laying there basically unconscious. So you're not even consciously thinking, I wonder if this is helping me. You're asleep. But then when people wake up in the morning, they think, wow, I really slept well. I was rested. How do you know that? Because you don't wake up and think, oh, if I just had 5 more minutes. Oh, if I could just hit that snooze alarm one more time. No, you wake up and you're like, wow, it's time to go. Let's get started with the day. I have so many things to accomplish. You have this increased awareness of life. And that's what really we should be talking about is how do we go from existing? Some people have spent a lot of time and effort trying to be healthy, and yet they're not really all that healthy. They're missing that energy. You've got to have that energy.
There we go. Yeah. So what are we going to do? Tell people, get a pouch, put it in your pocket, live happily ever after.
It is almost that simple. It literally is almost that simple. Let me give you an example. If you were to take this little beat pack and put it, let's say, next to a jug of water that you're going to give to your pets. So animals can't have a placebo effect, right? They're the best testers of all.
Right on.
Yeah. So put the balancer next to the water that you're going to give to your pet. Just put it on the floor like always and watch what happens. We have so many reports of people saying that the pet wants the water. They crave the water. They go after the water. They're drinking more water. Why would that be? Because they haven't had their instinctual senses dulled the way we have. And so if you turn a cat loose in the woods, a domesticated cat, it'll survive. You turn a dog loose in the woods, it'll find a way to survive. But we've kind of lost that. If you turn me loose in the woods, I probably wouldn't survive a week.
It's going to be a tough go, yeah.
Yeah. So we have to look at this instinctual, non-placebo interference that you get in terms of feedback from a pet. If you have a dog or a cat, most people, I had cats and dogs for many, many years, and I don't now, but we had little pillows that they laid on, you know, and you could put one into their pillow. You can take that bead pack and wrap it around a dog's collar and put some tape or zip ties on it, and the dog will have it on his collar all the time. But you just put that in the presence of your pet and let the pet tell you. You'll start to see pets acting more like puppies and kitties. It's just really astounding sometimes when you think about that. So there's demonstrable science. We have demonstrable kitchen science with the lemon juice packets. So everybody that says, let me try this little bead pack, Martin, they're going to get the lemon juice packets in with the order. So they can see when they take it out of the envelope that this thing does something. If you just give it a chance and work with it, treat your water. Okay, so you're supposed to drink a half gallon a day. I have 2 half-gallon pitchers in my refrigerator. And we know at the end of the day, my wife and I both have to have an empty pitcher. So it's real easy. I actually taped one. I used some tape. I'm an inventor, remember? I used some packing tape and stuck one on the bottom of 2 pitchers. And so they're getting treated all the time.
All right.
So yes. We're drinking that water constantly all day, every day. When she cooks, she starts to fill it up with the filter at the kitchen sink. And I say, oh, no, wait, honey, take some out of my half-gallon jug. It's been balanced.
Right on. Okay. So, yeah, tape it on. Okay, got it.
So there's a lot of different ways you can use it. Now, if you're going to do something like I did, you'd need to buy an extra one. But the point is, you can treat everything. Well, let me ask you a question. I don't know if you're a coffee drinker. I drink tea. I think herbal tea.
No, I drink structured water. Remember, I'm in the structured water business.
Okay. So I often ask people, how many people drink a cup of coffee in the morning? Well, let's not even answer that question. Here's the bigger question. How many people drink a half a cup of microwave coffee in the morning? Huh? See, yeah. We don't even think about that. Okay, so you want to buy organic, something that Juan Valdez has personally overseen the growing so that nothing could contaminate it. Okay, so you got this coffee, you brew it up in your Keurig or whatever, and you then drink half of it, and then it's cold, and you stick it in the microwave, and now you're drinking something that really should have been thrown in the sink. And never think twice about it. But now you can just take your little balancer, lean it up against that coffee cup, and you're good to go. It'll change it back to how it was supposed to be. In fact, even better than what it was supposed to be.
Very good. I think we might just leave it at this for now.
Sure.
And say that we're going to do two or three more sessions. I don't know how many there will be, but we're going to get into talking what it actually does for people. We are going to tell stories. We're just not going to tell them what it's about. It's just Martin and Fred telling people stories about, well, I know about this water bead pack and this happened. We're just not going to link it right here.
Yes. I have lots and lots of stories, Martin.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing all of them.
I am
so
too.
For now, this is the story about the water beads. They will be on Life Enthusiast website. Fred calls it the balancer. We might call it that. We might call it water beads. I don't know. But you will find it. The link will be posted. And it's a cool, convenient thing. I have it already stuck behind me because I was having a sore back experience and I was wanting to see if it'll resolve it in the next 4 minutes. I feel a lot better already. Yeah. And anyway, this is the thing. And looking forward to...
Let's leave with the closing statement that it's kind of like acupuncture without the needles.
Beautifully said. All right. This is Martin Petilla for Life Enthusiast Podcast. You find me at life-enthusiast.com and on the phone at 866-543-3388. Many thanks.